Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's happening, baby? On July 19th, that's what you're about to engage your mind and your thoughts. You're exercising your mind, are you? That's a good thing. We're happy to have you here to exercise your mind. This is like a group, not meditation, but a group exercise in making your mind work. Maybe it works better. It's all relative. It needs to work, though. You need to keep your mind working. And so that's the charge on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Good Day for some. And here's Ms. Good Day, Jay Kirshner. July 19th is upon us. And so what is your ambition for today, Jay? If you could have anything, everything, what possibilities does today present for you? What's maybe the watchword for today?
Oh, two words, potty training.
Okay. Your husband's
having
a problem with
you. Those are the priorities.
That's it, right? So Mac needs to get on the potty and ride, right? Instead of getting on a pony and ride, he's going to get on the potty and ride.
Oh, that's another one that we could sing to him and change the words.
Yeah, right. I'm going to get on my potty and ride, 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 ride. Yep, you can do that, courtesy of Uncle Doug and the rest of the gang. All right, so let's drive ourselves into reality here with this soldier that was detained in North Korea. So the North Koreans say that he crossed the border to avoid disciplinary action. Now, let's get into that a little bit. So discipline, he was coming across from South Korea, quote, without authorization. So according to our people, he was part of a group touring the joint security area, which separates two countries. Remember the picture of Trump when he was with little Fatty as he was walking across this heavily guarded area that separates the two countries? It's sort of the DMZ, if you will. And you don't remember the DMZ, demarcation, the zone that was set up between North and South Vietnam. So now they got a DMZ there. So anyway, this guy crossed without authorization there are different names for these various countries. At any rate, you get the gist of it. So why? That's the question. The gentleman is Private Second Class Travis King, who had been released from a South Korean prison where he was held on assault charges. You know, a lot of these soldiers, that's why they have the military police.
Mm-hmm.
They get themselves into whatever circumstances with the locals, whether they have too much to drink, they have whatever it is. These things are going on. But apparently, at least at this point, King, according to the story, joined a group that were touring this area. And then he ran over the border.
Yeah, trying to, really, allegedly trying to cross the border to avoid disciplinary actions from the U.S. based on his...
Right. He's going to be treated so much better by the North Koreans. This guy not too bright.
Well, because he was supposed to be escorted to U.S. authorities after being let out of the South Korean prison for those assault charges. So he tried to get into North Korea. Didn't work out for him so well.
No, not too bright.
Captured almost immediately.
So you got to wonder, this goes back to our educational system. What do you think this guy, this would be my question. What did he know? What's his point of view? What was he taught? Not necessarily by the prejudicial folks that might be over him in the army. That's not who, but in elementary, junior high school, certainly senior high school, he would have had some, if the school was run properly, some education, some information about North Korea. And so even though the State Department warns people, our citizens, not to enter North Korea because of the, quote, risk of arrest and long-term detention, apparently this guy didn't get that memo.
Or maybe he thinks that being detained by them is a better option than what could possibly lie ahead for him.
Well, what did he do that was so bad?
That's the thing that I
don't see that anywhere.
The assault charges. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So is this another Brittany Griner? Maybe he was smoking some pot?
No.
This is much more serious than that.
Yeah, this is totally different.
So there are people who have been caught by the North Koreans. What comes to mind, a few years ago, there was a student that was in North Korea. He got 15 years in prison and hard labor for stealing supposedly political propaganda posters from his hotel. So 15 years of hard labor for that. He came back to the U.S. in a coma after he was beaten, brutalized, terrorized by these people. Then he died. So this kid is probably going to go down the same street. What's being served here? We all know, and excuse the wheezing, this is my allergy time. I can hear it, I can feel it. Anyway, so too bad. But we don't know too much more about this guy either. I looked in a couple of different places. I see that our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, confirmed that they were trying to do something to get him out of North Korea, but once he's there, they'll use him as a punching bag. Or, look, these crooked Americans, look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they'll come up with some concocted story.
And this is one of those things where, with Brittany Griner, she was there to work. She made a mistake. She was detained.
Yeah.
With him, he is one of our servicemen. And he made a choice to run across the border because, for whatever reasons, he thought that could possibly be a better option. But that's still one of our people. That's still one of our own.
American.
I would think that they will still try to do something. But it's almost like when Brittany Griner was detained, it was like, well, the Russians were this was a scheme. This was, they wanted to make trades and all this stuff with North Korea.
Hmm.
Anybody who crosses the border that is not supposed to be there is going to get detained and possibly worse. It's one of those things. Like, this is
curtains.
This is a serious situation, but definitely very different.
Yeah. So the, I don't know, if I get into the political side of this, once again, the weak Biden administration. There is a poll that's out today suggesting that Biden is the weakest president since the end of World War II. I'm trying to think of what other people, George Bush, I guess, in that whole category. So the press secretary, who's not worth much either, said that the health of this, the well-being, the health of this individual is our primary concern, and the White House was looking into this situation. Why even have a statement? You got nothing to say, so, that's... All right, so that's not a... I'm sounding a little political. I don't like it. But see, I don't think my attitude toward Biden has anything to do with politics. I just think it has to do with human nature, has to do with reality, has to do with being an observer. And most of the people that are in important jobs are not that good. And so then it reflects back on the person who's the leader, right?
It does. And sometimes it always ends up being like, the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, right.
The better option out of no options. And not just in the presidency. We see that in a lot. And that's one of the things why in business too, yeah. But and one of the things that you are always pushing with the primaries, because it's like, no, the primaries are almost more important because this is where you can go and vote who actually gets through to who's going to be, in the big vote.
Yeah. The Pentagon is going to tighten security controls on access to classified info because of the arrest of that fellow Jack Teixeira. I don't think I ever pronounced his name right, did I? But it is Teixeira. It's close. It looks like it's Teixeira. Anyway, he's behind the leak of classified documents here in Massachusetts. He was an Air National Guardsman, had a top secret clearance. Nobody can figure out why he had top secret clearance. Supposedly, it was because his job as a technician at the Otis Air Force Base down on the Cape, you know, he needed to have that for who knows what reason. He was found to be getting into documents that contained sensitive information. He didn't need to know it. So, again, I go back. That's what they say. The Pentagon says that he didn't need to know it. So why the heck did he have the clearance? Who's in charge of that? Why did that system go amok? He pled not guilty to 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense info. The government, to protect itself, says there wasn't a single point of failure. It looks like there were many. That's not what they say, that's what I say. Many points along the way, including how it is or why he requested this and he got it. Just because he was doing IT? Are they that weak? Is it like a sieve with these people? There's nobody really in charge. There's no real feeling. This is what I get out of it. There's no feeling that there's somebody really in charge and that there are any things that could happen that are punishable. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? They just, okay, so now they want to spend more money and they want to set up top secret control officers for these units. Don't give the guys clearance. That's it.
But also, shouldn't these control officers have already been in place?
Yeah. Right. If you're worried about our sensitive information, see, this is what gives people the thought in their mind, okay, well, maybe these people are crooks, and maybe they are working, the leadership is working against the best interests of the United States. This is the stuff, even, I don't know that they are deliberately, but this is what plays right into the hands of the people who would make that claim. Right? The people at the top. Here we go again. I'm looking at the weakness of the response, and I don't mean you have to get, you know, threaten. You just have to kind of look tough and be tough, like a teacher, right? When you had a teacher in the second grade who was tough, you didn't mess around. And so there's a lot of messing around now because nobody thinks there's anybody tough out there. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's social media time. That is some celebrity news that's trending. There are a couple of... this is great, actually. A couple of interesting things about Elvis and his spouse, his wife. He only was married once. And things that they did after they were divorced. That's one story. There also is a story about Elvis's stepbrother that's interesting. Plus, we'll celebrate Elvis Presley's first single that was released on this date in 1954. So Elvis in the focus. He has not left the building right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right.
All right, Mama.
That's all right.
This is all about that's his mother. Right, his relationship with his mother. First song from Sun Records. So Elvis's first single released on this date, 1954, and so this was the beginning of a big, big deal. He was the king of rock and roll, and undisputedly, as a matter of fact, his family and the corporation that runs Graceland makes more money now than they ever did when he was alive, which is pretty clever, and that's all due to Priscilla, frankly, all Priscilla's doing. So when Elvis and Priscilla divorced, and she was dating other people, have you heard this story, Jay?
The Robert Kardashian one?
Right. So I find it very interesting. You know, we all have, those of us who have been divorced, we have different sort of relations. Some of us have relations. I had a great relationship with my ex-wife all through her life and our life together. And some people didn't, they never want to speak to their spouse again. So anyway, so you file divorce papers and you go your separate ways, or at least you think that's what most people do. Well, apparently Elvis and Priscilla didn't do that. They stayed very close to one another, and in an unexpected way, I'm chuckling because I didn't realize that Robert Kardashian and Priscilla dated for a couple of years. And so as this, I think she wrote about this in the book that she wrote, Elvis and Me. Apparently when the King Kardashian and Priscilla are in the sack, she used to call Elvis and put the phone on the pillow.
No, he would call her.
Oh, he called her. Okay.
Not that he called her specifically during it, but if he called her during it,
right,
she would put the phone on the pillow.
And they'd be doing the...
And he'd listen.
Right, they were making out, making love, being intimate, whatever it was. So I thought that was kind of a little kinky, don't you think? Huh? A little bit. No comment from Jay. Okay.
A little bit. The not safe for work.
Mm-hmm. Elvis Presley.
Was this in the upcoming The Kardashians and American Drama Tell All? Claims from that one from a few years back.
Right. The both sides are telling that story.
But isn't, like, my bigger surprise is that, they dated?
Yeah. Maybe that was it.
Not the meat of the story.
Not the meat, All right. It's 28 after. You got the meat of the story now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. It's time to get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you and your pets. First of all, prevention. As far as prevention goes, I have found that fleas are much less likely to attack a pet who's in good health and has a healthy coat. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin. It's easier for them to burrow and get to the blood. Brushing your pet on a regular basis may also help, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. Check your pet regularly using what I call Warren's White Towel Test. Take your pet, roll them around in a white towel. You'll see brown specks. If you put them on a wet paper towel and they turn red, well, that just tells you it's flea poop and you have a problem. If you're going to be using some of the products on the market, always follow the manufacturer's label directions and never mix products. For example, it says for cats, don't use on dogs and vice versa. Treat the environment and your pet at the same time. Speak with your veterinarian about some of the new items on the market. And yes, it's possible to have a flea-free summer with your best friends. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Japan is claiming North Korea launched a suspected ballistic missile test. Japan's Prime Minister's office tweeted the news in the early morning hours this morning local time. This comes following a U.S. Navy ballistic missile submarine that made a port of call in South Korea today. The nuclear-capable vessel's presence was announced by South Korea's defense minister the same day. Days before, North Korea had test-fired what it called a solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile. Cash bail in Illinois will be eliminated in 60 days. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of a state law that would end cash bail. The decision overturns a December opinion that put the law on hold. Critics say the move will leave residents less safe, as suspects will be back out on the streets after an arrest. Proponents say cash bail has a disproportionate negative impact on people of color. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
Do you believe in magic? See the young girl's heart. How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is moving, I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul, but it's like Hannah Keller's Danger Bella, rock and roll. Believe in magic.
Magic. Okay. A lot of magic happening today. Doug's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner all over the place, here, there, and everywhere, as they say on the air and in the air. You listen to the GoodDayShow.com website. You can catch up on the entire program every day it airs. One of the things we were talking about the last half hour was Elvis and the sort of kinky Kardashian thing, which I don't think a lot of people knew about. And so I didn't have time to reference. I did say something about his stepbrother, Elvis's stepbrother, because he had been claiming for quite a long time that Elvis committed suicide. And so David Stanley is his name, by the way. He has issued an apology this week. Yesterday on social media, Jay, he said he was sorry for alleging that Presley couldn't carry on because of the guilt from having relationships with minors.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He came out and denounced what he had previously said.
Right.
And he was like, I don't know why I said it. He is worthy and deserving of all the love his fans give him.
Right. He must be on. Is he part of the gravy train from the Elvis family? Does he get anything out of all of the things that being realized?
I wouldn't think so, because
Elvis?
He's not like a spouse or former spouse or a child or grandchild. He's a stepbrother.
Mm-hmm.
Do step siblings?
Well,
do any siblings, even not step siblings, do full siblings have siblings? Do they usually get stuff?
I don't know. What I find interesting here, there are those who say, well, you know, Elvis met Priscilla when she was 14 and they fell in love and he married her when she was 16, so maybe he did like little girls. And so supposedly this guy says his stepbrother said, his taste for young girls made me sick. Now, Jerry Lee Lewis was Elvis's cousin. And the whole system, you know, the lifestyle at that time in the 50s, in some parts of the South, you married your cousin, you married young girls.
They were related?
Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis, yeah. Some way, shape, or form. I've forgotten what the relationship was, but I know there was some kind of relationship. At any rate, now this guy says that it's bull crap. I never said that anyway. Yeah, so it looks to me like somebody's looking for attention here.
Yeah.
And the negative attention didn't work so well.
Yeah, he came out and he said that what he said was false.
Yeah.
And
okay. So
yeah, he shouldn't have done it and all of that.
Yesterday we were talking about the Golden Bachelor. Jay was happy to remind everybody that they suggested, they being Jay and Jen, that I apply for the Golden Bachelor. This is the new ABC show that is focused on people in their 70s finding love again, right? And the guy that they found was 71. I don't remember what his name was.
Gary Turner.
Turner, that's right, too. Okay, so there are those who are claiming that this is evidence that ABC and the other networks are blatantly aiming their programming at the aging demographics. Duh! Really?
Well, they have to get creative with their spinoffs. They already have so many.
Yeah. But is the fact that the Golden Bachelor is out there proof positive that we on the radio can regenerate a new generation of listeners? Because young people are going to digital, a lot of people say, oh, that's the end of radio. Well, that's happened about 15 times since radio got started, and it hasn't happened yet because still 93% of the people in the country admit to listening to the radio at least an hour or two a week. So I thought it was interesting to take this and to use it. Do we have to have a format on television like we do on radio to appeal to the older demos? Because younger demos are going somewhere else. Younger demos are not watching conventional television. Younger demos are not listening to conventional radio. I'm not sure you can make an argument. Is it get younger or get out? Kind of sounds like get big or get out, doesn't it?
Kind of. Yeah. Well, and in The Bachelor, I mean, they can't really go the opposite way. They can't do, like, preschool matchmaking. The Bachelor franchise has come under fire because a lot of contestants or people who wanted to throw their name into the hat for being a contestant were outside of the age range because you could only be between certain ages. And a lot of people were saying, hey, older people like this too. They're into this too. Or people outside of the age range. So they were like, okay, well, yeah, why are we going to turn, like, don't leave money on the table. We'll get this going.
Right. Let's get it going. All right, so speaking of conventional television, there was a moment last night that I have been reading about, and you and I were just talking about it on America's Got Talent, that really, really, really was magical. I didn't know this story until it became part of the conversation about the television show. A lady named Holly Campbell lost her son Jake when he was 11. And this was about 10, 11 years ago. And so his organs were, you know, when you have organ donors. So his heart was taken and flown to Oregon to be put into the body of another mother. And so here we have Holly Campbell losing her son. The heart goes into a lady named Kim Scadlock. And so last night, on stage in Los Angeles, the two of them were holding hands and singing on America's Got Talent. This is an amazing. This is really an amazing story. Jump in. I'm just looking at the story. This is, they call themselves Two Moms United by One Heart. And this is a very emotional kind of a thing. I have tears in my eyes when I look at the two of them looking at each other and hear the story about what happened in 2007 when the boy dies, becomes an organ donor, and his heart went to Kim's son. And so the last song, you know, they say goodbye. This was a goodbye song. They sang the song from Wicked. This guy, the kid, I mistakenly said it went to the mother. It went to the son, who was 16 days old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Got the heart. And so they didn't know who each other were. But they shared this musical bond. And so they explained to themselves on, on TV, talking to the judge.
Yeah, and the song they sang from Wicked for Good, that was the last song that the mom sang to her 11-week-old baby before he passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was not a dry eye in the house.
No. Did I say he was 11 years old? Sorry about that. I was 11 days old.
11 weeks old, yeah.
I was taken back by the whole thing. The details aren't important, really, to me. I just looked at
the strength in these women. And the whole reason for them forming a group, or, you know, forming this duo and trying out for America's Got Talent was for the sole purpose to spread the word about organ donation and saying that if they can change the heart of one person who is not an organ donor to become an organ donor, then it will be fully worth it.
Mm. It makes me want to cry. It's one of those things that you don't. How many great things like that happen, and we never talk about them because we're so busy talking about the other crap.
Yeah.
Right.
And no parent should ever have to bury their child. It's just one of those things in life that should just be off limits.
Other women in the news today. Here, this woman finds a man hiding under a coat in the back seat of her car. This happened yesterday here in Massachusetts. She was all shaken up, said she was terrified, stopped by the side of the highway when she found a man hiding in the back seat of her car. How did that happen? This is down on the Cape in Yarmouth. So off of Route 6, those of you who have been down to the Cape know this is the main drag from one end of the Cape to the other. So, this woman, I don't know, I mean, whether it's funny or you'd be scared. He stopped this woman who stopped to the side of the road, and the police guy pulls over and says, what's going on? Because he said she appeared to be scared and upset. She said, she told police that she just left her friend's house, didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. However, a short time after she got on the main road, light came on in her car while she was driving. You know, I have this in my car. Look in the back seat, it says. Right? Mm-hmm. You have something in the back seat? So she was surprised, and she saw this man hiding with a coat pulled over his head.
Yeah, huh? Well, so when he entered her car, he didn't shut the car door fully, so it was shut enough that the lights didn't come on. But while she was going down the road, the car door kind of opened a little bit, enough that the lights came on, and she looks in her back seat, sees this guy hiding under a coat. So she starts driving incredibly erratically, and the guy ends up falling out of the car, and then she makes farther away, and then gets out of her car, starts calling the police, and then that's when a police officer happened to come by just while she was calling the police, and they searched the area. They found this man. They had no idea why he was hiding. They haven't found out why he was hiding, what his motives were, all of that.
Nutbirds around.
Couldn't have been anything good, but.
Mm.
Oh, how scary. Always lock your car doors, but also always look in the back seat beforehand. We've all seen the scary movies. We've all heard about the scary movies. Always look in the back seat first.
So the reason I said what I did is because one of my trucks has a, on the dashboard, it says, check the back seat for something when there's something. If I put something, let's say I'm going on a trip, excuse me, and I I put a box of something in the back seat. After a while, if it doesn't move, a light comes on the dash, and then there's a note, check what's in the back seat. That's what I thought had happened with this car. So anyway, all right, so that lady's okay, but she's scared.
Yeah. And, well, the reason for that light, too, I've always checked the back seat or reminding you to check the back seat if there's something weighted. Because you know how when, yes, if a lot of people leave, you know, when that happens and the children are stuck in the back seat. But we see this, too, with even the passenger. Like, the airbags are not on if there's nobody in that seat or you don't have the ding, 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 reminding somebody to put their seatbelt on
ding, 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 because it has
those sensors. It can tell there's weight there.
Mm. Well, I don't know. It's, this world is crazy. There's so much stuff. The things that you don't think would ever happen, happen. Things that you would never, ever expect in your own life. Okay, it happens to the other guy. It didn't happen to me. I was reading a story about the current state of radio advertising. The article is entitled, Radio Ads Suck. So I was thinking about how I deliver messages sometimes to you about certain things. And one of them that came to mind was the two free nights that we do in Las Vegas with 541 Travels. And is the message clear? Is the message correct? Is the message getting through? And I guess because of the results that I see coming from you who are responding to this at 800-419-3684, it's an effective commercial. Some commercials are not effective, and we all know, you listen to them, especially advertisements for drugs and stuff. They're 10 seconds, this is why I use it, and 45 seconds, why not to use it? Anyway, so the bottom line here is you want to go to Las Vegas for a couple nights, just call this line, 800-419-3684, and your dream will come true.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that thinking about helmets with faces on them.
I should get a new helmet. Ooh, maybe I'll get one of those ones that looks like a face with painted teeth and eyebrows, you know? Oh, that always looks so cool. People are like, whoa, is that a person with two faces? Oh, no, it's a helmet and one face.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Recall time on the Food, Farm, and Family Report, 53 after the hour. Good day for Wednesday. Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream issuing an allergy alert, Jay, on undeclared milk. Wait a minute. How do you make ice cream without milk? Huh? Wait a minute. There's a little something wrong here. They're voluntarily recalling a number of their no-sugar-added strawberry fruit bars that may contain undeclared milk. So it's not an ice cream bar. It's a fruit bar, like a popsicle.
Yes, these are like healthier versions of popsicles that there's just no, it's not like it's a sugar-free thing that has hidden aspartame in it. It just has no added sugar. It's fruit. It's from their Outshine, Outshine brand.
No sugar added fruit bar.
And yes, and somehow milk got into the product.
Golly gee. Kroger is selling them, ShopRite selling them, Walmart selling them.
Oh, they are everywhere.
All
any grocery store that you can get into, they have these.
Yep. So, and when I first saw this, wait a minute, an ice cream product without milk. Let's try that. All right, here's another recall. Apple Cider Benovations, which has taken over, there's a local... there was a big local, an apple, how do I best, well, they had a cider mill at this, what amounts to an apple farm, an apple orchard. And so they were for years, I'm trying to remember the name of the family. I can see them, but I can't remember. Anyway, so this bigger company bought them out and they built a big plant in Leominster, Mass. A friend of mine, another farmer, picks up all of the apples, what's left, they call it pumice, after they make the cider. And he gets, like, truckloads a week of this stuff. They make lots and lots and lots of apple cider for people all over the Northeast. So anyway, there's some kind of a myotoxin, if that's what it is, some kind of mold. There's something floating around in the national media about molds and what's going on with the growth of molds and how the mold may take over the world. And, if you have all of the stuff because of the humidity, there's more mold coming out. People are getting really sick. And this particular mold causes nausea and vomiting, that kind of stuff. There's a lot more of it around than you think. So it's something to be certainly aware of.
Well, and also, isn't this the stuff that can, it also contains penicillium, which makes penicillin, which some people are highly allergic to.
Yep. It was Carlson Orchards that I was thinking about. This is where this comes, the original buyout from this company was for Carlson Orchards, and then a lot of other ciders that come from the same plant where they put their own label on it, but it's all from the same place. So there's a ton of this stuff all over the Northeast. If you have apple cider, I would bring it back. You know, I mean, it's likely that it came from this company, so just bring it back and say, hey, I hear this stuff is a problem. Can I have my money back? Get your money back and a little extra, too, if you don't mind. All right, here's another alert. Undeclared peanuts and almonds and Heinen's fresh ground cashew butter, a company from Warrensville, Ohio, recalling this cashew butter because of the possibility it has undeclared peanuts or almonds. So if you're going to have, you're going to get cashew butter made in a place where there are peanuts, because there's peanut butter, there's almond butter, there's all kinds of any kind of a nut. They now make these days into a butter.
And we recently learned that cashews are actually a fruit.
Yeah.
That pose as a nut.
Yeah. Let's take care of that. I like cashews. Anyway.
They are amazing.
Yep. Yeah. So if you have any of these, this is the special cashew butter, I'd be bringing it back to the store and saying, may I have my money back, please? Also in the food, farm, and family focus here, Russia has pulled out of the Ukraine grain deal. We were talking about that earlier this week. So what does that do to global food supplies? You're going to find that bread is going to be more expensive. Most anything that comes from grains, because this deal has been terminated, that means that there isn't as much grain on the market, and it'll be used as an excuse to up the cost of most anything that comes that has wheat or grain in it. So look for that to happen. It probably already has happened, like gasoline, you know. The first whiff of a problem and the price goes up. So that's our report to the nation. Foodfarmfamily.com. Check it out. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.